Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Hicks. This is episode 481. Thank you for taking time to join me today. Now, let me invite you to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast app, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, or one of the many podcast players out there. The goal here is to inspire you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. And it's my prayer that these daily episodes are encouraging you on your faith journey. If you're new here, let me invite you to visit my website, 5minutediscipleship.com. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the abundant love of God. Several years ago, while on vacation in Washington, D.C., my family and I visited Arlington National Cemetery. It's the only time we've ever visited a cemetery on a vacation stop. But if you've ever visited Arlington, you know the significance of this place. The 623 acres mark the final resting place of over 14,000 military veterans who have served our country and fought for freedom. Each weekday, there are nearly 30 memorial services hosted at Arlington. Like many others, we stop to offer our respect and gratitude for those who have served. For most Americans, there is a deep and abiding love and respect for those who have served our country. We love and esteem them because of what they have done for us. It's easy to have admiration and love for those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice by giving their life for us. While we grasp the reality of loving someone for what they have done, we must understand that God's love for us is not in response to our goodness. No, God Himself initiated His love for us because that is who He is. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16 says, God is love. He doesn't love us because of our worthiness. He loves us because He chooses to do so. Even when we ignore Him and reject Him, He still loves us. Paul said in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God shows His love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. What a deep and profound truth. God loves us even when we don't deserve His love. This kind of love is not natural. It is supernatural. It is divine. In Ephesians chapter 3, verses 18 and 19, the Apostle Paul prays that believers would be able to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. The main point here is that the amount of love God has for us is impossible to fully grasp. God loves you deeper, wider, longer, and higher than you could ever know. Lately, I've been noticing Bible verses that use the phrase abounding in love. One of the character traits of our God is that He is abounding in love toward us. If we could receive this truth, I believe it would change our lives. Psalm chapter 86, verse 5 says, You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call on You. You know, in the Hebrew language, the word abounding is the word rabab. It means abundant, increasing, and multiplying. The love God has for us is greater than we can comprehend. It is never ending. Several times in Scripture, we see this phrase, God is abounding in love. If you are married, you might be able to say, I know my spouse loves me because, well, fill in the blank. You can count the ways they love you. You can measure it by their loyalty, faithfulness, kindness, and the many ways they serve you. But God's love cannot be measured. It cannot be tallied. You can't measure the depth of His love for you, but you can see the evidence. The greatest demonstration of His love for you is the death of His Son on the cross. Jesus took on your sins and mine. He endured the cross, laying down His life as a sacrifice for our sins. His motivation was love. He didn't have to die, but He did. Oh, and by the way, God is not like us. You might get angry and stop loving someone. You might even say that you fell out of love. But there is nothing you could do to make God stop loving you. His love is complete, and it is eternal. And here's today's challenge. How can we respond to this much love? What could we possibly give God in return? The right and proper response is worship. We love God because He first loved us. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If these podcast episodes are helping you grow, if they're encouraging you, let me invite you to help us spread the word by sharing these episodes on social media or texting friends and family members and inviting them to listen in. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.